Sainsbury's, Britain's largest supermarket group, has warned that Brexit could leave food rotting at the border. Once Britain leaves the European Union, border checks will be secured in place, forming new ruptures in the supply chain. These controls on food imports and exports will inevitably increase costs and transport times. The current methods followed in order to get fresh food to the supermarket shelves leave little room for error. Currently, to get tomatoes from Spain to Scotland, there are no border control checks. This will change once Britain leaves the EU. I spoke with Simon Dawson, lecturer in food science and technology, about food waste and practice in the UK.
At the moment, with us being in the EU, we have this free movement of transportation because we all work to the same regulations, same legislation, so we can import, export fruits and vegetables, along with many other foods quite easily. However, if we start, if we leave the EU, then depending on how policies between EU and member states form, we may need to start doing things like port health authority checks on some of these imported foods. So that might mean we've got to quarantine these ingredients until they can pass like micro and chemical analysis. And this takes time, it takes resources, manpower. We need to make sure there's enough laboratories available to be able to conduct all of these tests. Again, there's a cost associated with this. And then you've got the time that it takes as well. Inevitably, there's going to be cost associated with that, and that is either going to be absorbed by a manufacturing company or by a retailer or inevitably by the consumer.
But Elliot Woolley, lecturer in sustainable manufacture, points out the fresh produce that already goes through these border controls.
Much of our food comes from the European Union, but actually a lot of it comes from elsewhere in the world. So potatoes from Egypt, apples from Australia, asparagus from Peru. And these are already subject to these additional customs checks. And in fact, many of our fresh produce actually go through the channels through the European Union before they make it into the UK. So there is a potential for an increased amount of delay before the food reaches our tables effectively. But in actual fact, it might not have too much of an impact on the freshness of produce.
What technologies do we have that are crucial for the safe and effective transportation of food?
So with the likes of all foods, we store them in different ways and to try and maximise life. So where you can, you freeze foods. Freeze foods, you pretty much stopped life straight away and you can get much, much longer product duration. However, a lot of foods you can't do that with. You know, there's a lot of fruits, vegetables that you cannot freeze. And if you're going anywhere and if you want something fresh, you don't expect it to have been frozen beforehand. You expect it to have been fresh, you know, freshly produced in some way. And that's where the issues are, where we've been doing a lot of this research. So it's looking at things like packaging to reduce respiration in fruits and vegetables, to make them last a bit longer. You've also got things like temperature and modified atmospheres.
So now that Britain is looking to find new trading partners in the aftermath of Brexit, what kind of improvements can we put in place for food manufacture within the UK?
Well, this is certainly something that the leading supermarkets have been looking at improving food resilience, food security, and they've been looking at increasing the amount at which we get produce in the UK. So there have been great efforts into trying to produce fruit and vegetables slightly out of what we would consider as a normal season. I mean, typically in the UK, as I said, it's kind of 30%. This is obviously less in winter, more in the summer periods that we actually get from the UK farms. So trying to extend that season so we can retain more of a security from within the UK borders would be a benefit. Typically then, obviously, your supply chains are shorter, and you would end up with a longer period of time with the usable life of the food within your homes. But that was one of the key things to reducing food waste, is to make sure you eat the food that you buy and try not to buy more than you think you might eat.
Dependent on what kind of deal is negotiated, Britain may need to rethink their larder choices. Maud Start, Radio Sputnik.